We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, and we're up to the 17th chapter. It's interesting. I happened upon a few very interesting works on Jewish thought. And the more I read, the more I see that almost everything you'll find everywhere is in this book. It struck me. The more I see in other books, the more I see how this book is like so encompassing. And we've covered so much, even though we still have a lot to go, but you'll see. A lot of the Drashot Aran is here. And Emunah U'Bitachon of the Chazon Ish is here. And concepts in Igeret Teiman is here. A lot of concepts you'll find in many other works, you'll find here. The Magen Midubna did a tremendous work here. And the Magen Midubna had been discussing Emet, V'Yatziv, V'Nachon, V'Yashav. He's discussing the different attributes of Torah. It is Emet, discuss that. Yatziv, discuss that. Nachon. And now we're up to V'yashav. Da ki ma'amar ze yoreh al kama panim. I want you to know that this goes in a few directions, this V'yashav. Rishona al ma she'nemar b'tzedek olim refi'en be'em niftal v'ikish. Firstly, the verse in Mishlei says, everything I say is straight, is honest. There's nothing here that's twisted. U'kmo shkatav e'chacham b'sefer ha'ikarim. And as the wise man of Yosef Elbow writes in the great work Sefer HaYikarim, "Ki lo tachiach haTorah la'amin davar shu neged ha'muskalot harishonot." The Torah does not tell us to believe something that contradicts our logic. The Kuzri writes the same concept. The Torah is not going to ask you to believe something that's illogical. "Velo da'at badui she'en lo mitziyut la'sechel." The Torah doesn't want you to believe something which doesn't work with human intellect. The Rashba writes the same thought. The Rashba on our parsha. On our parsha where the Jewish people all witness prophecy. So he says, there are two types of things that are illogical. There are two types of things that defy logic. One thing is something which you say, I don't understand how that can happen. You tell a person that a human being can levitate, can fly. It doesn't contradict logic. It's that I don't understand how you can make that happen. But there's nothing contradictory. You tell a person, you can have a triangle where one of the sides is longer than the hypotenuse, that's illogical. That doesn't work. Right? Hypotenuse is the longest side. You're saying another side is longer than the longest side. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay? So he says, the Torah will never tell you something that contradicts logic in that way. The Torah speaks about miracles, things that you say, gee, how could that happen? But not that defy logic in a way that's not logical. So the Torah says, the Rashba says on our parsha, that all the Jewish people witnessed prophecy, had a mass revelation. You say, how could that be? You got to prepare yourself. You got to be a pure person, a holy person. You can't just talk to God like that. Okay, so that's like a miracle where I say the sea split, the Yamsa split. I don't understand how that happened. Okay, it's a miracle. I don't know how it happened. But it's not something that's contradictory to logic. It's something that's beyond my logic how you can make it happen. But that it's not contradictory to logic. You guys see the difference? So that's
it's like sand turning into spheres and arrows. I'm actually curious. Let's kind of get rid of the logic. Because you could say that God's the creator of the universe, so obviously he can morph the sand into whatever he wants it to. But, I mean, how much sand are we talking about? How many spheres? How many arrows? Like, where is this matter coming from?
Okay, well, we say that matter changes, that miracles are not yesh me'ayin ever since creation. Hashem doesn't create something from nothing, but he does take one thing and make it into something else. A woman could be pouring oil, and Hashem will say the oil won't stop, just keep pouring. You have one pitcher, and suddenly it fills a whole bunch of kegs. That's the way Hashem does miracles. He makes matter either change or act in a way that's unnatural to our eyes. But it's not contradictory to logic. It's beyond our understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will never.
What?
But it will never defy physical science or mathematics.
Well, it depends what you call defying physical science. If you're talking about oil that should be burnt in one day, burning for 8 days, that it might do. Because the oil might become more and more and more and more inside the candelabra. But if you're talking about something that's against logic. If you're talking about something that I don't know how to make that happen. Okay, so I don't know how to make that happen. But if you're talking about something that's contradictory to what I know in the world, meaning 1 + 1 being 3, That's something which is contradictory to logic. It's not just beyond my logic. That's what the Rashba writes, and that's what he's quoting from the Sefer Ikarim. Medivrei Chazal gam ken divrei kol divrei ma shekiblu ish mipi shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom halot kulam nechochim lamevin. And the same thing with the words of our sages, the tradition going back to Moshe, they all are clear to those who understand. Visharim uneimim, and they're straight and pleasant. Meleim zivum fikim noga, they are filled with glory and light. They give off light, the eminent light. Kol shken shlo timtzach hasa shalom devar shiye neged ha-sechel. You won't find something that's contradictory to intellect. Rak yesh mitzvot, asher kolayin tirei yoshram ha-mitatam. But there are mitzvos that every eye can behold how honest and true they are. V'yesh asher lo kol adam yavin v'yaskil inana v'yoshra. And then there are some mitzvos that not everyone could understand and be able to perceive the straightness and the concept behind the mitzvah. You got to be smart in order to understand why you have to eat kosher. If you're a very, very smart man, you could understand why kosher is good for you. I'm not so smart. I don't know why kosher is good for you. Some mitzvahs we don't understand. That's the way it works with commerce as well. Sometimes you have commodities that everyone understands its value and what it's all about. And then you have things that you need a professional to understand their value. You want to look at a diamond, you want to know what it's worth. You go to a diamond dealer, someone who knows how to look at diamonds. There are things that you need a professional to be able to discern their value. The same thing with the Torah. The Torah is all straight and honest, v'yashar. And the Torah is all logical. Some things we can appreciate. Other things we don't know to appreciate. They won't contradict our logic, but we won't necessarily have the appreciation for how straight and good they are, because you got to be a professional to discern, to understand the wisdom in that mitzvah. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.